This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
This is the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. 欢迎收听 Dunedin 中国文化秀。Hello everyone, welcome back to our show. 你好。Today's show, we are exploring one of the most beautiful times of the year in China, the month of September, and the festival that lights up the season, which is the Mid-Autumn Festival. Whether you know some things about the Chinese traditions, or you've heard about mooncakes and lanterns, or you have no idea at all, well, let's dive in. Today, we'll talk about the history, the food, the legends, and the feelings that make this festival so special. September is usually, for us in New Zealand here, well, cherry blossoms, the flowers, the daffodils, everything. It's spring, sun's out, so nice, isn't it? Especially recently with all the daffodils out and the cherry blossom blooming. The traditional Chinese calendar is lunar solar. It tracks both the sun and the moon. September usually overlaps with the Bai Lu, which is the white dew, and Qiu Fen, which is the autumn equinox solar terms. This marked the arrival of autumn dew and the day when daylight and nighttime are equal. It's a time of harvest. Farmers bring in rice, corn, sweet potatoes, and fruits like pear and apples. The act of gathering the harvest naturally connects to giving thanks and celebrating abundance. Culturally, September is also a month of reflection. Ancient poets often wrote about homesickness during autumn. Imagine the scholars traveling far from their families, writing poems by lantern lights, gazing at the moon, and longing for reunion. Well, you know, last time we didn't have internet and didn't have phones and stuff, so the scholars historically have to travel far to study and to, you know, like to make money for their family and things like that. So it's the time where people will sit back and kind of, you know, wanting to, you know, have some time with the family kind of thing. So, yeah. Some of the greatest Chinese poems are about the autumn moon, which one of the poet Li Bai once wrote, "I raise my cup to invite the bright moon, and with my shadow, we become three." It's poetic. It's a little lonely, but deeply human. Well, we miss home when we feel lonely and when it's quiet, isn't it? So that's quite normal. The moon in Chinese culture is far more than just a decoration in the night sky. It's a symbol of reunion. A full moon is round, and the roundness in Chinese thinking means completeness, whether it's of the family, of life, of happiness. The Mid-Autumn Festival happens when moon is fullest and brightest of the year. People in ancient times believed that the moon's energy was strongest on this day, making it the perfect time to gather, give thanks, and reconnect. Think of it in this way. In the West, we sometimes associate the full moon with mysteries and even werewolves. In China, the full moon is comfort, belonging, and home. So when you drive home and you see the full moon, it's so bright and beautiful, and you just think, life is great, everything's great, everything's fullness, you know, you give thanks, and you know, we're so lucky to be able to enjoy and look at the beautiful moon that we've got. Another thing is, one reason this festival is so magical is the stories passed down through generations. The most famous story of Chang'e, the moon goddess, which I've done it every year, so you probably listened to it before, but if this is your first time, they have a look online what Chang'e is, or maybe I'll do it another time next in the next episode. Other than the Chang'e moon goddess, there's also the Jade Rabbit. The legend says that a rabbit lives on the moon, constantly pounding herbs with a mortar and pestle. In some versions, it's making an exile of life for the god. Children often look up to the moon, searching for the outline of the jade rabbit and its craters. So that's why when it's moon festival and it's when you see the mooncake packaging, you see rabbits. You'll probably be like, what has it got to do with rabbits? Well, it's just historical cultural stories, you know, like it's just folk stories. The other one is Wugang and the Cherry Bay Tree. Another story tells of Wugang, a man punished to chop down a magical tree on the moon. Each time he strikes it, the tree heals itself. It's an eternal cycle. These tales aren't just bedtime stories. They remind us of human themes, sacrifice, longing, and perseverance. So when families look at the moon during the Mid-Autumn Festival, they're not only admiring its beauty, they're connecting with centuries of myth, songs, and poetry. Next, we're moving on to something special and everything that we like. No festival is complete without food, right, in the Chinese culture. Well, Mid-Autumn Festival, we've got mooncakes. Mooncakes are rich pastries. They are filled with lotus seed paste, which is like the kind of yellowish, whitish kind of paste. When you eat the mooncake, you probably know. Red bean paste. So that's made of red bean. And sometimes with salted egg yolk inside, the yolk symbolizes the bright golden moon. There are regional variants too, so variations. So if you go to different parts of China, you probably see different flavors. That's why you see many types of mooncakes for sale in the supermarket, Asian supermarket or the restaurants, Chinese restaurants. In Beijing, mooncakes might be filled with sweet hawthorn or some sort of, so it's kind of a flower. It's really refreshing and different flavor. In Cantonese tradition, which is more the south kind of China, it can be made of mixed nuts, dried fruits, and even ham, so you get the savory ones too. In Suzhou, however, you'll find it flaky, savory mooncakes with pork filling. So it's different shaped as well in the Suzhou one, which is the flaky one. And today, mooncakes have gone modern. In big cities, you'll see ice cream mooncakes, chocolate mooncakes, even coffee-flavored ones. They've become gift exchange between families, friends, and businesses. And that's why when you go to the Asian supermarket, you probably see like really nice boxed-up gift packs and stuff like that, because it's a good time to gift to friends, families, and, you know, business partners. Not just mooncakes. Fruits like pomelos are also eaten during this time, because the word for pomelo sounds like blessing in Chinese. Grapes, pears, and melons are also common because they're round in shape. You know, it's kind of like reflecting wholeness, you know, completeness because of its roundness. And also, to be fair, it's the season of that fruit. So what do people actually do during Mid-Autumn Festival? Well, family reunion dinners, which is like Thanksgiving. You know, it's a special day. You reunite with your family or friends and have a good meal together. Talk about each other's life, catching up with others. Well, family is really important. Moon gazing. So families sit outside at home at the patio, courtyard, garden, balconies, you know, sometimes just sitting there having some tea, having mooncake, having some snacks. Just sit together, chat, you know, and admire the moon together. Lanterns. Children carry paper lanterns, sometimes shaped like animals, cartoon characters, which, you know, in modern days, you just make the sale better. You know, if you do like traditional ones, the modern kids might not understand what it is, might not like it. But for commercial reasons, you do like what, like the recent cartoons kind of characters. So kids would buy it, right? Anyway, it's a part of lantern. So you have the electrical ones or the paper ones where you put a candle inside and light it up. Some regions, though, there are also dragon and lion dances, just like Chinese New Year. But it's more the autumnal kind of theme. So Chinese New Year is more grand. And Mid-Autumn Festival, you get slightly not that grand, but still very, very interesting lion dances and performances. And overseas, wherever Chinese communities live, whether it's New Zealand, Australia, US, Europe, everywhere, as long as you see Chinese, you probably see the Mid-Autumn Festival celebrations, and you probably see mooncakes anyway. In many Chinatowns, you'll find lantern parades and mooncake fairs. Family abroad may not always get a day off work, but they'll still make time to share a meal or send mooncakes by mail. In recent years, technology has also changed the festival. Family separated living in different countries may do video call, hold up their mooncakes, and do what do you call it? 云视频云庆祝 is like, you know, you share each other's lives online, like a Zoom meet or a Zoom party kind of thing. So that's what we do too, that you can video call your family, sit together on a meal and still chat about lives, but eating different food, eating at different location. But it's more about the connection that we're making, isn't it? So as September arrives and the Mid-Autumn Festival draws near, I encourage you to take a moment, whichever city you're in, to have a look at the moon and think of someone you love. Maybe try a mooncake too. Light a lantern. So if you go to the Asian stores anywhere where you're closest to, you will see that they have started selling mooncakes. You probably can't find the ice cream mooncake in New Zealand that much, but I think you should be able to find the traditional ones in the store, the lotus paste one or the red bean one. That's the most common one, you know, so that's something that you might want to try. And also if you wanted to try homemade ones, they do them in, if you're in Dunedin, Golden Harvest restaurants, they do them fresh as well. So it's in the restaurant. You have to go to the restaurant to buy and to try. But yeah, they're really good. I like them because they're sweet. You do get the savory ones, but not that much in Dunedin. I haven't seen them actually. So talking about Mid-Autumn Festival and upcoming September month, we have got something interesting to share with you. So the Dunedin Senior Chinese Association is per every year, I think this is our fourth year, if I remember correctly, that we are doing this big event for the community. It's free to attend and it's very interesting and colourful. If you like cultural performances and dances, definitely book into your calendar to come have a look at, to come join us. So it would be on the 13th of September. It's a Saturday, 1 o'clock to 3:30. It's at the Trinity Catholic College. So try to go to the Tennyson Street entrance, because the front door where we go, usually the school entrance, that's going to be locked because it's a weekend. So we're going to use the auditorium, which is going to be the Tennyson Street entrance. So please meet us there. So it's the 13th of September. Put it in your calendar. It's 1 o'clock start. So come at like 12:50 to grab a seat. And you probably see a lot of people, so we've invited quite a few people from out of town as well, and also local people. So not only Chinese dances and performances will be happening, we will also have performances from not only the Dunedin Senior Chinese Association with their beautiful dances. We also have the Lion Dance from Otago and Southland Chinese Association. We also have a Kapa Haka from Columba College. We have got a band with the Mosque Brass Band. They're going to perform two pieces for us. We're also going to get the Abbotsford Kindergarten. They are so cute with their little drum. So the little drummers and the Dunedin Senior Chinese Association, they're going to perform. And we also get the professional ballet dancers. They are so good. These young dancers, they are so good. I enjoy them every year. The Bennett School of Ballet and Jazz performing as well. And then we have got a professional So Yan Ling Sun, she's a PhD candidate in dance at the University of Otago. So, you know, professional, doing professional things, and we get to enjoy it for free. Why not? And we have got Dunedin Tai Chi doing Tai Chi for us as well, performing, and the Otago University Chinese Students Association. So they will be putting on a show for us as well. So other than that, you get to meet many people. Usually it's about 300 to 400 people that would attend. So come grab a seat and enjoy. It's free. And we are going to share with you a little bit of the mooncake as well. So we have ordered some mooncake and we will cut it up because it's quite big and we've got so many people to feed, to share. We want you to taste what it's like. So come early so you get some. And at the entrance, grab one or two pieces and give it a try if you don't want to buy a whole thing to try out mooncake, you know. So Chinese mooncake. So this is the celebration of the Mid-Autumn Festival. And we put in National Day because Chinese National Day is on the 1st of October. So it's really close and we usually celebrate it together. So get to know our team and you probably see a lot of posters going out on Facebook and printed around town. We welcome you to come, and if you wanted more information, get in touch with us. We've got our Facebook. Wadey's managing that Facebook. You might get a reply with a bit of you know, translated English, but she's very, very passionate about keeping the Chinese culture in the community and sharing it. So definitely lovely and want to see you there. What else have we got? So Santa Parade is coming. It's happening in November. So this year's Santa Parade is on 30th of November. And we have signed up and we will be with the Otago Southland Association. So the Lion Dance people. So they're really cool. And we're going to go as, you know, as per usual, if you've been to Santa Parade before, they're just going to dress up as traditional clothes and have a little parade, which is good. It's just something to, you know, bring to the Dunedin community. And I think our association loves sharing our culture to everyone. So we hope to see you there. And also definitely want to see you at our event. Repeating, our event is on the 13th of September. Hopefully see you there. And if you need more information, the Facebook page is Dunedin Senior Chinese Association. And let's see, I think that's the end of our show. Until next time, may your life be as full and bright as the harvest moon. Definitely enjoy the moon, enjoy the month, and we will see you back again next month on our show. Thank you very much for listening.
感谢收听丹尼丁中国文化秀，期待下期节目再见。
Thank you for listening to the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. We look forward to having you with us again on our next show. If you would like to listen to our past shows or other OAR programs, head to our podcast on oar.org.nz or stay with us live on FM 105.4 or on AM 1575. Have a great day. Yeah.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.